that's trying to take away all of that now. You know, that's fine. That's not my message. But you know, God, when God begins to teach us principles, you know, I was telling Teresa, and this is still a little funny. You know, I was telling Teresa, I said, you know, until God was able to get me to be a good steward over money, he could bring it in with bags full and I'd still be broke.
Yep. Right.
Bags full, just thousands and thousands of dollars and still be broke. Told me one time, said, God, pray. I said, well, where did my money get? She said, I don't know, you spent it. Tax lady. I said, well, I don't, where did it go? She said, I don't know, you spent it.
Yeah.
Well, not a good steward. But I was telling Teresa last night, I said, had we not disciplined ourselves in tithing and not just doing it like Teresa says, to get God to give us and give us and give us, and we ain't going to give nothing. He don't bless that. He won't bless it. You can get it on your own, but he won't bless it. You know? But God wants to bring us up spiritually. You know? And develop us spiritually where we can handle millions of his dollars.
Yep.
I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, I ought to bring $100 bill to everybody in the church and say, hold this for me for a little while. And just see how long y'all could take it.
Yeah.
Without spending my money.
Yeah.
I said, hold this. I didn't say spend it.
Yeah.
Hold it. Well, we was broke. Yeah, but I told you to hold it.
Yeah.
I don't care if y'all are broke.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. There's something there I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't save no money. $5 a week. Yes, you can. Start with $5 a week. It's godly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's godly. The Lord told me 4, 5, 6 years ago to go open up a savings account, and I wouldn't do it. I went to the bank because I was lazy. I went to the bank, and I told them, I said, I want you to draw this much out of my banking account and put it into a savings account. I want to open it up. I'm like, we don't do that. I said, what? You can't transfer that for me? No, we don't do that. So I left out aggravated. Never opened one. Went on, 2 or 3 years, rocked on. God says, open the bank, open your savings account. I thought, that's stupid. They won't transfer that money. But you know what? In 2 years, I saved a good bit of money. And I was thinking about it the other day. I thought, woo, glory. I'd pay cash for a truck. I'd pay cash for a nice tractor.
Yeah.
Woo, glory. I'd pay, and I told Chris, I said, you know what? If our flesh wasn't under control, I said, you would be sitting on, go ahead, man, just kick it over.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I said, if we hadn't disciplined our flesh, I said, you'd be sitting with a $29,000 Camaro with $500 a month out there.
Yeah.
I said, if I had to distance my flesh, I'd be sitting with a $50,000 truck out there making $900 a month payments on it.
Yep.
I said, because I disciplined my flesh and we started working on disciplining ourselves, I said, now we're at the point where nothing controls us. God controls us,
yeah.
And money don't control us, praise God. And I thought about it, I thought, you know what? And it, you know, it's God's will for us to be healed.
Yeah.
This is part two, and I know it don't sound like it, but I'm on it. So he wants to heal you where you can be a good steward.
Yeah.
He wants to heal me where I can be a good father, stern when I need to be with my son, firm when I need to be with my son, good to him when I need to be, let him go when I don't need to let me dealing with his stuff, you know. Preacher covered some on that. Wasn't in Sunday school, pay you to go listen to it. You having a hard time telling your grown kids no? That's wrong.
Right.
You need healing. You need to be healed. You're emotional. You're too emotional. Emotion's not love.
No.
Love. God loves me. And God told me one time my finances wasn't going very good. And I was telling God, oh, God, you supply all of my needs. And you supply all of my needs. And all of a sudden this come up to where I was making wrong choices. And God said, I can't bless you going the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't telling me that because he didn't love me, Tony.
Right.
I mean, I'm blocking the word. I'm going contrary to the word at this moment. And I'm believing God to bless me. And I'm, you know, and he's trying to. And he said, I can't do it. And he told me that with Travis. I'm trying to protect Travis from me, hardship and all of that. And he said, you're not a good father. And said, you got to let him suffer.
Yeah.
I thought, is this the devil or is this God? You know? He said, you got to let him suffer. Went to his transmission out. Out there probably spinning across bridges, doing donuts for baths, I don't know. You know how teenagers are. Man, I tore up so many cars, it was pitiful. And he tore the transmission out of it. $900 and something. And that's us pulling out and all that. And the Lord said, don't pay for that. Oh my God, he's gonna suffer. Poor Travis. He go out to borrow Teresa's granny wagon, Ford or Buick, go see Babs. But you know what? I didn't. I told Teresa, so I'm not going to pay for it. He's going to make payments on that truck, and he's going to pay for it. I'm not paying for it. We're not going to pay for it. Well, Johnny, I told him, you know, get your money. When you get the money, I have the transmission bill. And you know what? I wanted to go, oh, this is stupid. This is dumb. Man, I mean, I'm his dad. How can I do, you know, this is dumb. That I didn't feel like a good dad. I felt like a real daddy would put his transmission in there for him. But you know, I was being a real father. He never tore that transmission up again. I mean, he took care of that transmission. Boy, time he got that thing paid for, I mean, I ain't getting off the road. I ain't gonna mess my transmission up. Why? He had to suffer.
Yeah.
A little suffering's good for us.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking suffering, sickness, and disease, because the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes we're healed.
Yeah,
we've been redeemed from sickness and disease. We've been redeemed from greed. We've been redeemed from covetousness. We've been redeemed from stupidity. I was redeemed from being stupid. Honestly. You know, now I didn't start walking fully in that. Still working on it today. But you know what? I believe that it's God's will that we be whole spirit, soul, and body. I mean our whole being. That the world will look at us and say, God is the way. To be look at God's people. They are disciplined. They love. They give. They heal. They cast out devils. They're never oppressed.
Amen.
You can bank on what they say. They won't lie to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And if they tell you something, had a guy come want me to do some doors. I'm gonna do them Monday. Picked up a new one. And he said, well, you know, I want to make sure. I said, listen to me. I said, listen to me. I said, if I tell you something, that's what I'm going to do. I said, and if you tell me you're going to do that, that's what I expect from you.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If I tell you I'm going to do something, that's what I'm going to do. If you tell me you'll do this, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You do your part and I'll do mine. We'll have a good time. We'll both be happy. Hallelujah. I believe strongly here that it's God's will for us to be whole spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
And I believe our healing in our physical bodies has everything to do with our spiritual growth.
Yeah.
I mean, the healing's working in us all the time. I sang that song over the last. I mean, they told me Thursday I had pneumonia. I said, I ain't going to cut this cake, stay with me. Should I be here today? Nah. Not by natural standards. But I'm not natural.
Amen.
I'm healed.
Amen.
I walk by faith.
No.
Hallelujah. He told me Wednesday night you ain't gonna be able to preach, and some of y'all can't even do nothing for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It takes a boldness in this thing. If you call to be a husband, then it's gonna take a boldness. It's going to take a boldness on your part to love your wife as Christ. So it's going to take a dedication to the Word of God. It's going to take a dedication that's growing spiritually. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. And it takes a lot of dedication for me with my grandchildren. The other night, Aubrey She got attacked with that, Aiden got attacked with it, Travis got attacked with it. And so she did in there. Teresa told her, said, "You tell it to get, baby. Get out of here." What'd you tell her about the city? That's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I told her, tell her, get out of here. You ain't taking that. It
can't stay on you. Can't stay on me. Get out of here. What was teaching her? 6 years old, teaching her to take authority over sickness.
Yeah. Amen.
Still around with your poor little baby. She did something up. She'd run, they'd run into fever. I said, fever's a good sign.
That's right.
Fever shows you they're fighting. The body's fighting. That's what fever is.
That's right.
It's not a bad thing. It's showing something. The healing's taking place in our body. Healing's taking place. Hallelujah. And you know what? It wasn't just a couple of days. She's going around like nothing's happened to her. She just got it gone. Got to go quicker than any of us. Maybe we all ain't been talking to it. I mean, notice what Matthew 11 says over there. It says, we speak to that mountain. We tell it you're not staying here. You got to go in the name of Jesus. We got to declare over ourselves that we're healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. I don't care if everybody got old, crippled, and feeble. We don't have to.
Right.
We gonna get older, but we don't have to get weaker. We can get stronger and stronger and stronger. But it's going to take a renewal of the mind. Yeah. It's going to take a renewed mind to the Word of God that it says, by Jesus stripes we're healed. And that ain't be a head knowledge. That's got to get down in your spirit to where you know that you was healed 2,000 years ago and you done, that you've done peace and positioned yourself to receive it. Teresa told me, she said, well, I'm popping my back, you know. And then you go to chiropractor. Go to the chiropractor. I said, he popped me and didn't do no good. Went down to plug the fan up, my whole spine popped all the way from my butt to my neck. Chiropractor was the fan. I didn't feel the need to pop no more. Well, I believe in God, the Word's healing me. The Word is healing me. It's healing, it's working in me. The Word is working. It's working, working night and day, working in my body to drive sickness away.
Amen.
Amen.
It's working, it's working.
God's healing power is working.
God's healing power is working. It's working, it's working.
Bless the Lord.
It's healing power is working. It's working night and day, working in our body. You got to sing it.
Yeah.
You got to say it. You got to think it. You got to say God's word is working mightily in me. Hallelujah. It's working, God. Your word is medicine to all of my flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To all of my flesh, Lord. It goes down into the marrows. Hallelujah. My bones, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Teresa told me. Now, you know, just stories, but here she gets her foot and all that, couldn't walk, and fell in the living room. It was a disaster. See, when you're used to being healed and you're used to being well, and then all of a sudden you're attacked with something, then's not a time to lay down and say, "What's wrong, God? What's wrong, God? Why me, God? Why?" No, it's time for you to get up, get that fighting spirit, and fight the good fight of faith. Get the anointing oil, put it all over your body if you need to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Apply the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So she goes in there, you know, go to the doctor, well, it's this and that. Google it and it'll tell you. You can Google why we're bald and they can give you a reason why your hair is falling out. They can put a name on it and give you a pill, Rogaine or something. Grow it back, baby. Whatever it is. But anyhow, when all that don't work, what do you do? I told a guy one time, I said, well, need to pray about it. And he said, has it come to that? I said, really? What do you mean, has it come to that? You ain't thought about that?
That's the first thing
you should have done.
Right.
You know, has it come down to, have we got to pray now? That's bad, ain't it? Then, here she goes. Let God, I mean, she puts up, Teresa, she's one. She'll put up with it for a little while. Then she says, this is making me mad. Making me mad. Naked, I'm like, yes, glory to God. Now we're going to get somewhere. She gets sick and fed up with it. She's plumb fed up with this. Hallelujah. See, sometimes you've got to get sick and tired of being disgusted and sick and tired of being sick and weak and just taking on anything that comes your way and just making it through the day and just make it all week if you just make it to the weekend. Listen, every day's a weekend to me. Well, my body don't want to go to work. Want to go to work? I tell it, shut up, idiot. I'm in here. You're not in control. No. So don't tell me I don't like to work. I do like to work, you liar. I know you're lazy, but I'm not.
Amen.
See, the real you's on the inside. Your body's lazy sometimes.
Yeah.
But you ain't. That's how come you can be, I mean, just drug down tired. You drug in a good boat project. And I mean, you usually wouldn't go do nothing. But boy, you're all excited about that boat. And so you go up there and sand for hours. I mean, just plumb slap wore out. But you got a vision. You want the boat, so that's carried you past all your body's feeling. You told your body to shut up, and they didn't know it. I know I'm tired, but I want to go do this. You just told it to shut up. Well, that's the same way we got to work this thing in the kingdom. Satan tells me, you don't want to give. I say, you liar. I'm looking for somebody right now. Now, he's lying to me already, trying to convince me I'm not a giver now. I've been a giver for 27 years. I've been to give smack somebody with some money. It works.
Amen.
Then he don't mention it no more. Boy, he don't bring none of that. That'd be like, every time I do it, he goes and gives.
Right.
Every time I tell him he needs to keep that for himself, he goes and gives.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the Bible says. No weapon formed against me will prosper. But then my faith has to have some corresponding action to show him that there ain't no weapon formed against me going to prosper. Well, she puts on that scriptures night and day. You know, every time I get in trial, the last thing I want to do is hear some preaching. I'm serious. I know the strange. Oh, God, can't we turn it over? The news or something? The stock market sounds pretty good. The stock market channel. When that flesh is fighting you, I mean anything good. You don't even like Scooby-Doo, but you'll watch it. Just don't turn on no preaching. Now, we can mature to where that ain't happened to us. We know. We want it. We want it all the time. We want the word. We want the preaching. See, that's just the flesh ain't been subdued yet. You ain't got the flesh trained to worship God. You ain't got the flesh trained. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, we train ourselves. We come to the place to where we're like, oh, God, we ain't got to go to church tomorrow. Do we? I work. Well, I'm like, I'm going to say this. Work can go to hell. I'm going to church.
Right.
Yeah.
It can go back to hell. It's trying to take me there.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I'm going to church.
Amen.
I'll quit the job before I ain't going to church.
That's right.
But God, I'll shut down half the country before I ain't going to church and serving God and getting in my Bible. That devil ain't going to tell me I've done had victory all these years. Now it's just time to relax.
Right.
We can take the street down and go and get some people saved.
Amen.
We're going to march out there. We're going to take some ground.
Come on.
Well, I'm going through too much. You've been going through ever since you've been saved.
That's your way out.
That's your way out.
Yeah.
In's your way out.
Yeah.
In.
Amen.
In. On in.
Yeah.
Soldier on in.
Come on.
Well, Saturday's my only altar. Mine too. Mine too. But if you can take one of mine, I'm going to give it to God.
Amen.
I'm going to tithe the Saturday of mine. I'm fixing to give one of my old days to Jesus.
Amen.
He said, give and it shall be given, didn't he?
Yeah.
It ain't just money.
Right.
I'm going to give him a day.
Amen.
I'm going to give him a little more time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said that if I'll seek first and we'll seek first the kingdom, all the healing will come. Healing, all this stuff, all these things, our cars, our houses, the blessing. Because look, on your path and your journey with God, He already has things lined up and set up of breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, doors opening that'll only open on this path.
That's right. Come on.
It'll only open on that path. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the anointing on the whole service tomorrow. Get us ready, equip us, God. Lord, break those things of darkness Amen. That's trying to keep us blinded from the light.
Amen.
The Bible says if the gospel, if the truth, if the good news is hid, it's hid to those who the God of this world has blinded their hearts and minds.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
But we stand on God's word. You know, we talked about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, Wednesday night. How this woman for 12 years, but she heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
She heard, they came.
Yeah, come on.
See, but if we're not careful, we can get familiar with Jesus, familiar with the word, to where we can know the word, and we know, and we've heard, and we don't do anymore.
That's right.
There's a danger there.
Yes, there is.
See, she heard, and how many know she had some challenges? She could have been stoned, would have been stoned. She was quarantined. She was counted as a plague. But she pressed through her challenges. And see, she could have been healed in the living room, I believe, if her faith had been there in the living room. The point of contact for her was she said in her heart, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be made whole. So, that was the point of her faith. When she touched that, that's where her faith met the anointing. It met the power.
Yep. Amen.
It met the power.
Yep.
The anointing is the power of God.
Yep.
Jesus was anointed
Amen.
With power.
Yep.
We're anointed with power.
Amen.
I mean, I've got shotguns in there. I can let somebody break in and kill us and not use the power. But I can get up and say, glory to God. I did it one night. I got one something over the back door. It was glass. Somehow, 2:00 in the morning, fell off, broke glass. I thought, man, somebody just broke that back door open. I go over there and I get the gun. Killer, stand here. You stand here.
Yeah.
I go up there and I'm going through there. And I mean, I got the power. And by God, when I see a shadow peek around there, boom. I ain't asking no questions. Is it you, Travis? He doesn't know. Don't come unannounced.
Yeah.
He knows. Mama got guns loaded. I got guns loaded. And we ain't asking no questions. I mean, you're fearful anyways. I mean, you got the hair standing up on the back of your neck. I mean, you're about to pull the trigger anyway. Anything moves, it's dead.
Bless the Lord.
Got in there, that's what it was. What I'm bringing that up to you is we got the power.
Right.
Praise God. We've already got the power of God.
Amen.
The healing power of God abiding in us. It's in us.
Amen.
Christ in you. The anointed one in you.
Yeah.
The power in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Teresa sat there, surrounded herself with the word. See, it's not she's trying to get God to heal her. We already been healed 2,000 years over 2,000, longer than that actually.
Right.
He is the God that healeth thee.
Amen.
He was just manifest 2,000 years ago in the flesh.
Right.
He's been healer all along. All that turned to him, he healed and delivered, the Bible says. All through the Old Testament. And so we get down here, and then we are conformed somewhat to the world. We turn to medicine. I'm not against doctors. I've been to them, go to them, went to one other day. I'm not against them, but I wasn't relying on that. I came in. Tracy's grandmother, she said, did they say you had walking pneumonia? I said, I guess I do. It's in here with me. It's in me. I said, just a tad touch. I said, they didn't give it no name. Let me know if I got scripture for things that have the name.
Glory to
God. I got scripture for that.
That's right.
Give me that Philippians 2:9.
You didn't have
one. Okay, I'll give you that. He said, wherefore God also has highly exalted him, talk about Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name.
Amen.
He gave him a name that's above every name.
Yeah.
Poverty has a name.
Amen.
Blue has a name.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lack. He gave Jesus a name above every name.
Yeah.
Tired, wore out, exhausted.
Dang.
I never say it. I go around when I feel tired, I say, I'm strong in you and in the power of your might, God.
Amen.
I don't have to have the church there, does it?
Right.
I don't just live this here. I'm doing it out to others. I'm doing it in the car. I ain't got time for Rock 99.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still exist? That good old classic rock and roll? I ain't got time for that.
I think it's a different channel now.
Yeah, it's a different channel now. I went in some store the other day and they used to play Christian music. I walked in there and they're playing Rock 99 stuff. And I thought, something's happened to this store. I used to feel good coming here shopping. But I don't. Why? I'm not tuned into that garbage anymore.
Right.
I'm tuned into the things of God.
Okay.
I'm walking out my healing in the grocery store while I'm driving down the road. I'm quoting the scriptures and I'm telling this back pain has a name. And I command you to leave me in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Well, Teresa sat there on the couch, saturating herself, Word of God day and night. Got on healing ministry going on. Why? She ain't going to sit there sick and when you got all kind of power.
Right.
Got to get all that unbelief. Got to position yourself to believe, to receive from the Lord. Because we're not really waiting on God. God's done did it, sealed it in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
When he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished.
Amen.
Healing was finished. Salvation was finished.
Yeah.
I mean, supply. Everything was supplied through Jesus.
Yeah.
And so she gets herself in there in the Word of God. Word of God, Word of God. I mean, those, if you go to the doctor, the doctor gives you, say, penicillin or what have you for, you know, week supply to get you over whatever. You don't go home and take one pill and say, well, I believe that's all I'm going to take.
Right.
What are you going to do? He tells you to make sure you follow through on that.
You take it all.
Take it all. Let it run its course. Well, how many knows we can't do the Word of God like that one service a week? And take it one service and then go out there, call a chiropractor. I better call up the heart doctor and I have a little pain.
Yeah.
Teresa, she did it for a little bit. She, that doctor glycerin and stuff, you know. She wanted me to hold it in my pocket. Just in case I needed a doctor glycerin. I told her, I said, listen, I needed it before I got the surgery. Now I got new veins. I don't need a nitroglycerin now. I needed it back under. They had to give it to me at the hospital. I was stopped up. Now they done unstopped me. I don't need no nitroglycerin. I got dynamite. Power. That's where you get the word dynamite. Power all through the Bible. It means dynamite. Explosive power. Healing power. Delivering power. Supplying power. Hallelujah. You remember the... I thought about this. Well, there was this lady. I was on streets on the gun. Right before I went to bed, the Lord said, I want you to tell about that tomorrow. I said, yes, sir, I will. And so I was going on the streets of on the gun preaching on Friday night. Not a good night for me. That's when me and my family went out, but I had to give God what he wanted. See, that's power in obedience to the Lord.
Amen.
I don't care when it is or what it is. There's power in obedience to the Lord. Whatever the Lord's telling you to do, whatever the will of God you know is in your life, just set out to ask God to help you to do his will, whether it's be a good father, be a good mother, be a good grandfather or grandmother, whether it's be a good servant in the body of Christ. You know, he gives gifts to men. But he gives things to faithful. He tells me to put those in office that are faithful. I look for faithfulness all the time.
Yeah.
If you ain't faithful, you're like a broken tooth. and a foot out of joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever had a foot out of joint? It messes your whole body up, don't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go, you still swinging a tennis thing, but you can't go after the ball. So I want to be faithful to the Lord so that when he wants me to do something, power comes. Power always comes to those that will be obedient to the Lord. And the ones sit on the sideline, they'll say, I don't know how they do all of this. I do. They're obedient to the power. They're obedient to the Holy Spirit, and he gives them dynamite power. He gives them the grace of God, the ability to do what they can't do in themselves. Did you know you're healed by grace through faith?
Yeah.
Grace activates the healing ministry of Jesus. But this woman, she's bedridden. I don't know it. She lives over there in Bluebell, 4, 5, 6 blocks from wherever. I'm sitting up on the streets, and I've got speakers set up on the streets of Onionda there, where Dollar General is now, in that big parking lot. And I'm preaching every Friday night, preaching. Well, this woman hears it. I guess got her window open. I don't really know. She's bedridden, older woman, bedridden. I don't remember the details why she's bedridden. But she told her family, I want to go on the streets where that man's preaching.
Amen.
I want him to pray for me. And so I don't know how long, you know, whatever. But here a van drives up one night, and they messed around, running right at time here to get started, and I like being on time starting. If I tell you we're going to start at 7, I want to start at 7, right. Not 7:05.
Right.
I don't want to be a liar. Right?
Right.
It's important to God.
Right.
It's called integrity.
Mm.
I mean, if I tell somebody I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock, I'm not showing up at 9:30. I called them, I can't be there at 9, I'm running late.
Right.
It's called integrity. Anyways, van pulled up. I start toward the pulpit that I had set up. Hey, this woman wants you to pray for her. She's bedridden. They brought her down. And I looked at my watch, and man, I had about 45 seconds. I thought, oh, man, can't we do that service? I said, well, let's hurry up and go do this. So I run over to the van. Praise God, and I laid hands on her. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose her and let her go be healed. And I turned around and I thought, I ain't got time for this. But you know what? It wasn't me healed her. That woman outrun me to that pulpit.
Amen.
She went past me and I thought, was that her? And she got the microphone. And she began to preach how she had been listening to that preaching. And she just knew that she could get down on the street and let that man pray for her that she'd be healed. That was her point of contact, honey. But faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. But you know what? She had to get out. I'm sure she was sick. I'm sure she didn't feel like it. I'm sure she was probably like the woman with the issue of blood. But she wanted to be healed. We got to want the things that God wants. And it pushed her past her feeling, past and probably caused people not to want to go get, I don't know. But she got out there and the woman got healed.
Oh, dude.
She was totally healed. Run across there and I'm thinking, get off of there, man. You know, this is my poor bitch, you know. But you know what? Her faith got her home.
Yeah.
It wasn't mean, Johnny. I mean, I didn't muster up a lick of faith. You're trying to hinder the service. I mean, I'm serious. I wasn't in the right frame of mind there, man.
Right.
I mean, everybody would have been good if we'd have just had a healing service. But I was just sitting there. I've done seen a lot try to hinder me down there. And people would come and they'd be like, well, our church people are coming, but they're going to be 15 minutes late. Well, they're going to miss the service.
Right.
So one of them quit coming on account of it. I said, you want me to hold up everybody else for you? Let everybody get ready like we do.
Right.
Get down here on time like we do. I work. Most time I don't get to go home and take a shower. I get off work, go drag the speakers out, get everything in the van, run down here, hurry, get everything plugged up, and all of this stuff, you know. And I have to start at 7. I understand sacrifice. But don't ask us to wait on y'all. That's disrespectful. Disrespectful to God. Now, y'all getting some meat here.
Come on. Yep.
This ain't no baloney. This is T-bone. Hallelujah. I'd rather not stay down there on the baloney. Let's get some T-bone. Yeah. Let's get down there where we got some substance from God. Where we got healing flowing in our bodies. She saturates herself in the Word of God day and night, preaching, praise and worship. I mean, to the point to where I'm getting fired up and going on.
Amen.
I just walk in before you know it, I feel a preach coming on. Wow, doesn't get a hot atmosphere there all day. Doesn't got the presence of God there all day.
Hallelujah.
Then I'm like, God, I got to go deeper like her. I got to fight here, Lord. Got to fight. I mean, that word will start working in you, and it'll get you up, and it'll pull your bootstraps up, and it'll cause you to say, glory to God, this ain't me. This ain't me. This ain't going to be me. Well, she's sitting there, but God, confessing over, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, your word. I mean, all day, praise to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word's working mightily in me, Lord. What are you doing when you do that? You're not getting God to move. You're getting yourself up.
Amen.
You're rising up above where you're at. Right. Positioning yourself to receive what's already yours.
Amen.
Then she called me and said, you got to beat it up. I'm like, I can't understand you. I didn't know if Travis got somebody. I mean, she's ecstatic on the phone. Just trying to tell me, slobbering all. Sound like he's slobbering all over herself. She's ecstatic. I said, she said, did you hear me? I said, no, quit crying. And talk slow where I can hear you. I was just healed. I just received my healing. She said, I got up, jumped up and down in the floor, and I run through the house.
Amen.
She said, the Lord sitting there. She said, all of a sudden, the Lord said, get up. She sat on the couch. She got up. She's healed.
Amen.
She told me a couple days later. I'm telling you this for real. See, she told me a couple days later. She said, whew, that sore there. Her muscles now, baby. Because she ain't done it in 4 weeks.
Right.
She said, now my feet's got to catch up with me.
My legs.
No, your legs. My legs has got to catch up with me. And them legs have been lazy.
Yeah.
Been sitting there not doing nothing. They get weak, right?
Yeah.
If we don't keep that word going, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get weak. You're going to get weak in your faith. You're going to get weak in your spirit. You'll get weaker in your body, your mentality. I'm telling you, you'll just go around. Before you used to be fired up, I'm healed. You'll be going around, oh, poor old me. You'll start thinking, oh, well, you know, that's just the way it is. I work hard. Listen, me and David was going to go fishing. I picked the boat up, you know, and hurt my back. It's David's fault. I'm taking my boat fishing. I'm blaming on him. Anyhow, man, I'm like, oh my God. You know, there for 2 or 3 days. And I lay my hand. I said, you might as well shut up. I'm going to work. I moved Travis now. I don't think they ever knew how the way I moved a little bit. But I thought, nah, you ain't going to attack me with my back, my God. Half my people and my family got back trouble. I'm not going to ever have back trouble in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed from back trouble.
Amen.
My back is strong. In the Lord. I'm in the power. I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
You got to say, I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible says some were healed as they went.
Yeah.
I know back, I just come out of surgery. You know the story of when Jesus, Peter and him was in the boat. He said, Lord, if that's you, bid us to come.
Yeah.
And he said, come. I mean, it's a miracle. Him and Jesus, the Lord, I tried walking on the water. It don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I suck every time. I believe in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I
didn't hear him say it.
Right.
But now I'm trying to use faith that he ain't saying.
He ain't got it.
I ain't got it.
No.
Because he ain't said, Scotty, go jump the river.
Right.
Walk across the earth, skid across the water. You're going to be like Jesus and Peter. I ain't got a word.
Right.
So I'm sinking. Well, the Lord told me this morning, he said, now concerning healing, or whatever, he said, He said, when I tell you, by my stripes, you're healed. He said, in the anointing, the words on it.
Amen.
He said, you take off on it.
Amen.
He said, and don't do like Peter. You know what Peter done? He got to looking at that storm. He got to looking at his back. And not his back. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting down to us. Got to looking at his feet. Got to looking at his age. Got to looking at statistics. And started sinking. Got to looking at money. And so, started sinking. As long as he was focused on Jesus, the Word. Long as we stay focused on the Word, it works. You're walking on the water. Your healing is taking place. Your money's coming in. Your marriage will get healed up. All this stuff is taking place under that anointing because you determined to do the will of God. It's the will of God that you be healed. Why would we not want the will of God? We're supposed to want what he wants. Love what he loves. He loves it. He loves the prosperous. But there's a way that he wants us to be. He wants us to work as unto him. He wants us to do unto others as we'd have them do. I don't have to go with David and I was telling him the other day. I don't have to go with David and Travis. I don't have to. I don't have to. I'm the boss. If I say y'all go, y'all go. Y'all better go or they get fired, right? Yeah, hire somebody well. But I go with them. I want to go make it easy on them.
Amen.
I want to go make their job good. I want to go add my part in. You know, and I want everybody to enjoy. I'm anointed. We're anointed for that. To do unto others as we would have them. See, now I could look for every excuse in the world, and I can. I don't have to come up with many. No, I ain't going. I want to go sample my cows. I don't want to lift them doors. I don't want to run them back. I've been doing it for 27 years. I've got all the game plan, guys. Nothing new. But joy hits me when I go to work and I'm a team player. See, if you're working for somebody somewhere, you do your part.
Yeah.
Don't go in there and make somebody have to take up the slack because you don't want to work. This is ungodly for a Christian to be this way. When I was working for the other man, I went in there working as unto the Lord. I mean, I went in there and I said, I'm not working for him anymore, Jesus. I'm working for you. And I want to be the best that I can be for you. I want to make this place money. God, I want to do my part. And I went and started doing extra things that I wouldn't even do before then. Because I was looking to be a blessing and not a curse. I've been a curse to him long enough. And here I've become, see, and all of this is working. And then when I go out, lay hands on them, they get healed. When I go out, they in a coma, lay hands on them, God raises them up. I'm praying and fasting, doing these natural things. Look, we can't expect the supernatural to just happen in our lives without operating in the natural. What I mean by that is love your enemy. Somebody left here, you know, they... for different reasons. And because me and you, I went after them.
Yes, Lord.
I tell everybody that comes here, if the Lord says, if you quit here, I'm coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord told you we ain't, we're, you know, you're in trouble, we know it. So we go, we're coming after you. And so we went after them.
Yes, Lord.
And at last I heard this morning, they said they'd be here Wednesday.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. See, if we're just lax and well, just let them go. Yeah, trouble or you got like a broke toenail every time I come to church with them anyway. You always got some sad, sobbing story. Can't keep your mouth shut. Blah blah blah. Thank God he didn't have that attitude with me. I went to church on fire. I couldn't shut up. Boy, I'm on fire, man. That'd be like Bradley. Be like, oh Lord, won't take it. You know, prayer or anything. Scotty, get started. Good God. Just on fire, though.
Yeah.
But you know what? They put up with me, Dave, until I learned, you know, to be led when I testify.
Right.
I wasn't. I just thought I was supposed to tell everything Jesus done to me all week, boy, and he's been good.
Amen.
I mean, I'm in there, boy, Jesus. I was fasting about, I parched my lips all week. I didn't know you could drink water, but glory to God, I suffered for Jesus. Boy, I fasted. I'm fasting, Johnny. I ain't drinking no water or nothing, boy. Went out there, I'm going to fast. Nearly 100 degrees, been choked sheetrock, went out there, and lo and behold, them bricklayers, they done went to lunch and left the water hose on, and it's a river running out of that 55-gallon barrel out there. I thought, glory to God, I could dive in that, suck that baby dry, and outrun that garden hose. Well, I'm parched. I'm done to the point where I got to get some Blistex and stuff, because my lips are getting parched. I'm dry.
Yeah.
That happened. I'm going to fast. I'm fasting, by God. We're going to see Jesus, but I've seen miracles, boy. I've seen walls of rain on the streets of Indiana stopped off the parking lot. I saw miracles. I saw a woman bedridden run across that street to outrun me and preach, hallelujah. I was having to sacrifice at work to do unto others and work as unto the Lord and love my wife all at one time, and that was a handful. You think you've been in fire? Take you back a few years. Like God, I've been fire everywhere I went.
Yeah.
High fire, man. It was there. I mean, it was like, God, I'm trying to preach. I'm trying to do you. I'm trying to be a good husband. And she's got a sloppy attitude. Every time I want to go home and be nice to her, she's got attitude when I get there. He's working on me. He's working on me to be, and I walk by faith and not by, like I say, I believe.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Yes. If I believe I can do it, I ain't got to have Teresa lined up to know it.
Yeah.
She's done lined up now. I mean, that woman irons everything. I think she irons my underwear. I don't know. She honors me. She honors God. She's honoring God. And you know, I was thinking about this morning, I thought when I started the church, I had rags. I had holy pants in church.
Yeah.
They wasn't, none of them didn't have holes in them.
Right.
None of them. Everybody dressed nice, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, make no that's all I got. Nobody say that to me. I'll tell them, give me your pants. Like, God, you want me to have something, you want me to dress up a little nicer, give me your clothes. But you know, something started happening on the inside.
Yep.
And I started thinking, well, Lord, I'm going to believe you for some clothes. Because
yep.
I want to dress nice for you, Jesus. See, when you get ready, don't come in here with skunk underarm. In the house of God, when you got a shower, if you ain't got no secret, get you some. That's what I use. I know it's for women, but it's some of the best on the market. Women come up with that. I think that's secrets for women. For us men, we can get the good stuff. Well, bless God, I use secret. Call me feminine if you want to. And I'm not afraid to wear pink t-shirts and pink shirts. That's not what lights my fire. The Holy Ghost lights my fire. And so I started dressing up for Jesus. You know, and it, I started feeling good. I'm like, God, you want us to look good. You want us to represent you well. When in this with the men's meeting, we don't cover this out here because some of y'all, you know, some of y'all sheep can't handle the deeper stuff. Went in there and they said, hey, can y'all think y'all can buy some shirts? I looked at them, I'm like, why would we want shirts? He said, because you're doing ministry, man, and you're curling everybody's hair up in their nose. I couldn't believe I'm hearing that. You wonder why I'm rough?
We came up under
the real one. If you're going to serve Jesus, let's do it. If you're going to love somebody, get you some shirts. Your breath stinks. You know, don't come in here with your underarm stinking doing ministry, laying hands on people. Come on, somebody. What's that? That'd be Jesus. I think that's the devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. We got the anointing. We got the anointing. Y'all were healed in the name of Jesus. from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Bless God. And you stand on that till it manifests. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you saturate yourself in the Word of God so that you don't lose faith. So that you don't get in unbelief. All of that reading and praying and stuff is to keep you up in faith. Where your faith level is up there. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I was told all of my life I would never be nobody. I was told I would always be broke, come from a broke family. Well, I can tell you today that Bible is true. I'm not weak, sick, and broke, and I'm not discouraged and never get depressed.
Amen.
Don't let my mind go there.
Amen.
The only way you can get, well, Teresa don't love me no more. Look at her how she talks to me. She even told me the other day she thought about getting somebody. It ain't like that anymore, Judy. The love of God should be losing the best thing she ever had other than Jesus. That God should be, that'd be the sorriest move she ever makes. Enjoy the ride, baby. Daddy ain't begging no more. Daddy's strong. Strong in the Lord. You ain't going nowhere about it. Shut up. You're in the will of God. You love the God. You're going to obey God. You can't divorce me.
Right?
You know, we preach that stuff here at Hertz, and you don't bury the telex, I'm telling you right now, baby. When we get his hitch up here, it's going to be like Scotty now. We ain't never going to get no divorce. What happened? He got under the Word. He got under teaching. Then began to renew his mind and change his mind and change his attitude and the way he looked at life. Now they will have long, satisfied marriage. They will have love. Why? Because they're not either one of them looking for a way out. They're looking for a way to fight. They're looking for a way to end up sitting on the swing together and just enjoying Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Bless.
See, the Word changes the whole atmosphere of our life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's God's will that you be whole and healed.
Amen.
Y'all listening, though, find you a church. Go to church. Here, go to the pastor again. Get a church. Don't sit in your living room sick and weak and broke and discouraged. Get to church.
Amen.
Go to church. Go find where God wants you and get planted in the house of God. Things healing in his wings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you. Take a week. Saturate yourself in the Word of God. Do some meditating on the Word of God. Stop looking at your storm, you're sinking. Stop looking at the way you feel, you're sinking. Stop looking at the way your body looks and feels, you're sinking. Rise in the name of Jesus. He said we've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not down here without God. You speak to those ailments in your body. You tell them to loose you and let you go and leave you. And then begin to rehearse the Word. And say, Lord, your Word is working in my body. Whatever part that you need is working in my whole body, Lord.
Amen.
And you keep doing that, bless God, till it happens.
Yeah.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just magnify you. We thank you, Lord.